Attention women's wrestling fans and wrestling collectors. Ring Post Journal's 2021 Women's Wrestling Year in Review is now available worldwide on Amazon. This year's book includes an industry news timeline, event results from all around the globe, the top 10 stories of the year, win-loss records, and comprehensive statistic-based wrestler rankings for WWE, AEW, Impact Wrestling, Wrestling, NWA, and Ring of Honor. All of this plus a one-on-one interview with Maria Canales Bennett as she explains the process behind rebuilding Ring of Honor's women's division. A portion of the proceeds will also be donated to a mental health organization in honor of the late Daphne. Happy reading, and author Colby Applegate thanks you for your continued support. Hello, everybody. Welcome to episode 236 of A Wrestling Gal Podcast, providing you with the female perspective on all things wrestling. Join me, your host and wrestling enthusiast, Ella J. As today, I am joined by the EVE International Champion, Laura DiMatteo. Now let's chat! Hello, everybody. Today, I am joined by your EVE International Champion, Laura DiMatteo. So how are you doing today?
Hello, thanks for having me.
Of course. Yeah. I'm so excited to be chatting with you today. We have a couple of shows coming up for EVE, which we'll talk about in a bit. So many exciting things you've been doing recently, but it's crazy to think that we're basically coming up on 2 years of this crazy thing called the pandemic coming up in March. It's wild, but I mean, through it all, I think you certainly have persevered and have been really striving and thriving. So for you, what do you think has maybe motivated you to keep going and evolving? I mean, not only in wrestling, but in everyday life as well.
Just when you have a goal, you just keep going. And it's been obviously a really tough 2 years for everyone. And with wrestling, I wasn't sure how I was gonna go. Like I was starting to make plans, like what if the wrestling like doesn't come back, or like it doesn't like go back to where it was. And I was starting to make plans like, what can I do other than wrestling, you know? But I'm glad they all worked out, and you just keep going, and I'm glad that now we're back to pretty much where we were before the pandemic. And if anything, I've gained so much for this past year.
Definitely too, in the UK, where you guys had like not one, not two, three or four lockdowns, if I'm thinking correctly.
It's been fair.
It's been absolutely crazy, especially in the United Kingdom, like where you're residing. So for you, what were then maybe some of those backup plans that were in the middle? Oh, love the cat. Love the cat cameo. I have a cat myself. Hello, little guy. But yeah, you were talking about like making backup plans, which I think is always a good thing, because the world we've seen the last 2 years like is unpredictable. So what were some of those things that you were maybe thinking of should wrestling like not return?
I started doing like a personal training course to become a personal trainer, because for me, it's always been like the gym or wrestling. Like that's all I know. Always been very active, so like I've never been one for like office jobs and stuff like that. So for me, it's always been like I want to do something like that involves being active. So I started doing this like personal training course, which I'm still doing, and yeah, so that's my backup plan.
I know too, when like outside of wrestling, I know you tried out a lot of sports when you were younger, whether they worked out or not is another question. But can you tell us more about some of those ventures when you were younger of some of the other sports you participated in?
Oh, I did. Yeah, I did loads, but I never went very far with any of them. That makes sense. I tried loads of different things, but never went far with any of them. I've tried, you know, just swimming, volleyball. What did I do? One regret that I have is never like trying tennis, because I love tennis. I'm obsessed with tennis. But I never like tried it except for like school, just like, but I never like went, joined like a club or anything. So that's like, if I wasn't doing wrestling, I'd see myself as a tennis player because I love tennis, but I never pursued it, like never tried.
Yeah, that was my next question, because I knew like if it still rang true, like other than wrestling, your dream job would have been like as a tennis player. I find that so interesting though. So how much experience would you say that you have then in tennis? I know you said it's not like extensive, but how long do you think you were active in tennis then for a while?
Oh, I wasn't like, I never was really.
Okay.
I just did it in school, like, you know, during like PE hours, but I know tennis very well, like I watch it like on a regular basis, but I'm a decent player, but I was never active like properly.
I find that interesting, because I don't hear of a lot of people who are like very interested and very involved in like not only participating but like watching it too. So obviously you're captivated by watching it. Is there, now I know it's very global, so for you, do you kind of watch more local tennis there, or do you watch like the big events, or what exactly do you watch with tennis?
I used to watch all the events, mm-hmm. even the smaller tournaments, but now, that was back when I was in Italy, but now I just watch the main ones, like the bigger tournaments. So I don't follow it as much as I used to, but I still like try and keep up with all the major tournaments. Do you like tennis?
I see. I'm one that follows like baseball and like volleyball and softball and stuff like that. Yeah. I don't watch a lot. I don't follow a lot of like tennis or like football or whatever outside of pro wrestling, but yeah. I always find it interesting, like finding your niche or something you like outside of pro wrestling, whether it's another sport. So for me, it would be like volleyball and softball. So yeah. I was curious, as somebody, I don't watch a lot of it. I was curious to like learn more about like what you watch and like what do you think about it really like intrigues you?
About tennis?
Yeah.
I don't know. Like all the people say, like people that don't know tennis, like they're like, oh, it's boring because it can go on for ages and the points always are kind of the same, and you're like, but I don't know.
I find people say that about baseball too, and I love baseball. I see people say that it's like boring too.
I don't really understand baseball, like the rules.
See, and that's fair. I think tennis is so exciting though, like they're constantly in action and all of that.
Yeah.
But I don't watch a lot of it, but I've seen people say that too, so I was just curious about it, about like what captivated
you with
it. It's
just like the physicality, like it's just really, it's quite impressive, you know. Sometimes they're like, some matches go on for 5 hours and it's like, how do they do it?
You have to have quick hand-eye coordination. I couldn't do that. Like, I mean, I haven't done tennis really. Badminton is a whole other thing. That's the closest thing I'd say I could do to that. I am not hand-eye coordinated that fast. I couldn't do it. I give so much respect to anybody who participates in that.
Yeah, but, you know, I'm into sports in general. Like, I could watch any sports.
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, I mean, you definitely are dedicated to your sport of wrestling as well. I mean, moving to a whole different country to pursue that dream from Italy to the UK. So for you, when you like first arrived, or maybe even over the years now, what do you think has been the biggest difference you noticed when you moved from Italy to the UK, whether it's the people, the food, the culture, et cetera, or something else?
Yeah, all of that you mentioned and the weather.
Really?
Yeah, mainly the weather for me because I don't do well in when it's like gray outside. I get a bit like sad, so I love like the sun, and we have a lot of that in Italy, but not here. So I do miss the Italian weather, and yeah, going to the beach and all that in the summer. That's probably the main aspect for me, like the weather, because the food, I'm fine with the okay.
Is there a real d big difference like in the cuisines or food, or is it kind of like the same? Again, I've never been to Italy or the UK, so I really don't know. Would you say there's a big difference, or is it kind of the same?
Well, the thing is, you can like just go to the shop and buy whatever you want and cook whatever you want,
Fair.
and if you go out, I can go to an Italian restaurant, like so that's not, yeah, it's not a big deal. But yeah, oh yeah, actually you're from America, but the weather in the UK isn't like the
Yeah,
best.
the UK, I would say, I think so. I'm from like the northeast of America, so I feel like the UK, I think, because UK is kind of like east, like northwest. So I think we're kind of on the similar latitudes. So I think the weather is actually pretty similar, especially where I am in upstate New York. Like the winters are rough, the summers are hot. Yeah, especially right now, there's been a lot of snow and stuff, and I'm pretty sure the UK is probably the same too.
Yeah, hasn't been any snow, but yeah, I guess if you haven't like experienced anything else, this is fine. But because me coming from Italy, being used to like a different weather, then this is like,
I know. Yeah. I mean, for sure too, but I mean, before we get into Pro Wrestling Eve and wrestling and all of that, I'm very curious to know about your entrance too, that you, if for anybody watching this on video, you do this at the beginning with like the kind of the L's. So what for you is like the meaning or story behind your entrance pose with that? I'm very curious.
It just like came up randomly, like obviously the L is for Laura,
Yeah.
and it's also, so it's like an L for Laura, and it also means like I'm focused, like this, you're like focused on whatever, like your opponent, whatever it is. So when you make your entrance, you're focusing on
Focus
them.
on, yeah, makes sense.
And it's also an L, so it's like double meaning. And it just came up randomly because, like, when I used to, before I had this, I used to, make my entrance. I was like, I didn't know what to do with myself. And I was like, I need something, I need to, I need a little pose that's me, that's, that. And that, I thought about that. And I was like, yeah, I like it. It's like this double meaning.
It makes sense. It's a two for one. Like you can like focus in on the ring, like,
Yeah.
and then you got the L for LDM, of course.
Yeah, so
Makes
that was
sense.
my thing behind it, my idea behind it.
And it works for you too. I mean, in Pro Wrestling Eve, we see you a lot. So of course we have to talk about the upcoming celebration of International Women's Day with not one, but two shows on March 4th and March 5th. But before we get into all of that good stuff, firstly, how are you feeling overall heading into this weekend spectacular? You'll be appearing on both nights.
Yeah, definitely excited. I, yeah, obviously, it's my first show as champion, as new international champion, so I'm excited. I don't get to defend my belt on the first night, but hopefully the night, I don't know if I'll get to defend it the night after. But yeah, I'm excited going into as a champion. It's just gonna be like a new feeling for me, at Eve. So yeah, really excited for it. I'm glad they're doing like double shows. It's always more exciting.
I know. And like you said, before these upcoming shows, I mean, last shows at Slayers and Spandex 2, you won the vacant Eve International Championship for the first time. So, what was that moment like for you? Not only capturing the International Championship, but actually your first title in Eve, like, period, 6 years in the making for you.
Yeah, it's been, yeah, 6 years. Honestly, like it's just very overwhelming, and I, yeah, like in Eve, if you anyone that followed my career, and Eve, like I've been so close to winning titles. I've had like, you know, like a winning streak. I've had loads of like title shots, and I always got, you know, screwed over or whatever. Like I always got so close to winning a title, but never happened. So 6 years later, like it happens finally. And yeah, it was just all like overwhelming. And Dan doing the speech after the match, I was not expecting that. And I was like, oh my gosh, like what's happening? I was
It's
like,
well deserved, Laura. It really is.
yeah, I was all really emotional. Yeah.
It's definitely well deserved. And like you said, we don't know if you will be defending the championship maybe on night two. But like you said, the first night on March 4th at Women Behaving Badly, you take on the Ava White, which I think is a first time matchup for you too, if I'm correct.
In Eve, but no, we've wrestled in other promotions
Okay.
twice, so this is
So
not that much.
it's the first time in Eve though in this non-title matchup. So on the Eve platform, what are your thoughts heading into this non-title matchup against Ava White?
Yeah, we she's been, you know, she's improved loads. I think that she's been like, she's very confident, especially like speaking as well. But you know, she can do all the promos and stuff, but I don't think her wrestling is at my level yet. And even though the title was, you know, even if the title was on the line, I'm not too worried, and I'm quite confident going into like any match now. Like, you know, just won a title, I'm not gonna give it up anytime soon. But yeah, Ava, you know, she's been doing really well, and I'm excited to see what she'll bring.
Want to cut promos like your favorite wrestling legends? SmackTalkShowdown.com is the only place to buy the party game where smack talking your opponents isn't just encouraged, it's required. Smack Talk Showdown is 550 unique cards featuring crazy characters, vicious feuds, and gimmick matches that help set the stage for your epic verbal smackdown. Go to the extreme with the Lewd Attitude expansion and go head to head with promos you might want to keep between close friends. Go to smacktalkshowdown.com right now and use promo code GAL, that's GAL, to get $5 off of your purchase. Again, that's promo code GAL, GAL, for $5 off your order, only at smacktalkshowdown.com. And a lot like Ava too, we've definitely seen like a lot of new faces in Eve over the last 6 months since they've returned. We've seen a lot of debuts or first time matchups. So as someone like yourself, who is kind of, I would say, a veteran and a well-known face in Eve, what is it like for you to see these new additions? I'll give you a moment, but I just think it's so cool to have like a bunch of new faces, but also veterans like yourself in this scenario, kind of all colliding in one show.
Yeah, it's always good to have that new faces in, like, guess, you know, new people to challenge yourself against. I hope I'll get to like wrestle, you know, some of them in the future in Eve. Yeah, and hopefully, like, I don't know if we can get some more international titles. Obviously, like now traveling is a bit trickier, so hopefully Dan can get more people from abroad, you know, in. And yeah, I just look forward to hopefully facing new people, and you know, up and comers. And
We do have some international talent on this weekend coming up. I mean, we are talking to the Eve International Champion. So I think it should noted that, like I said, we have a few international opponents coming in for this weekend, including Hyon, the NWA Women's Tag Team Champions, Marty Bell and Allison Kay, and of course, Max the Impaler. And so for you, I mean, seeing international Eve talent join the card has got to feel really good, but also maybe put a little bit of a target on your back as the Eve
yeah, for sure.
International Champion. Now,
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, definitely does. Like, you know, I'll take on anyone that wants a shot. So, Dan, if you're listening,
Laura's
anyone.
ready. bring them on, pretty much. Now, you've never been to America, correct?
Yeah, correct.
Correct. So for you, I mean, wanting to take things international, you can bring people over here, but I mean, perhaps you could also be sent over here to America as well to defend. So who are some talents then from the States that you've been yearning to square off with from over here?
From the States? I don't like it. It's hard because like some people that are like signed and stuff like that, you can't like really wrestle them.
Let's pretend signed doesn't matter.
That's a tough question. I've been, you know, eyeing up some people, and actually that's Masha Slamovich, that who is not signed, and also been to Russia as well, and like it's kind of like we didn't get to wrestle there, but like I've someone I like to wrestle. She's not American, but she's there's some AEW people as well that I like to wrestle. Face Pain.
Thunder Rosa.
Thunder Rosa, that's the one. Thunder Rosa for sure. Yeah, I think she's pretty good. So if you know, if it would be possible, that'd be a great match.
Dan, if you're listening, you gotta make it happen.
Yeah, no, we talked about, I mean, I expressed my wish to him, but I don't know what he can do.
We'll see. I mean, we've seen champions, we've seen people come over to the UK. I mean, there was the EVE International like gauntlet match last year. We've seen people from Canada, from the States come in all throughout Europe. So, I mean, never say never, Laura. I mean, who knows?
Yeah. You know, that's why I've always wanted to go to America. It's always been kind of like a dream of mine. Even outside of wrestling, I've always looked at the States as somewhere I like to go, just, you know, as a holiday as well. So I've always seen it as like a dream travel destination for me. I never got to go, and if I, you know, if I do get to go, it's both like a personal thing, and also like if I get to wrestle there, it would be amazing. So
now, what would you like to do personally in the States, wrestling aside? Like, do you have any, I'm sure you've scoped out the States, do you have like a certain spot or destination within the States itself that you've been yearning to visit?
I love sunny places, so like California.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Los Angeles, but then there's also like the New York isn't, you know, sunny, but it's always been like you know, like a dream destination. But if I had to choose, you know, somewhere sunny like LA or like anywhere,
California,
yeah.
California, I feel like the California scene has been booming, especially over the last couple of years. For sure, it's definitely been getting a lot bigger too, just personally too, for wrestling. But talking about Pro Wrestling EVE right now, also on the March 4th card, of course, we have a couple She-Won qualifiers too as well. Jetta versus Emerson Jane, Charlie Evans versus Riho, and more. So besides yours, is there a particular matchup you're looking forward to for this Women Behaving Badly show?
To watch?
Yes.
Or yeah. Look forward to, it's been hyped up quite a lot, and I'm like, I look forward to like Clementine and Max Dimpeler.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's a nice story behind it, and I, you know, I'm really looking forward to what that match is gonna be like. And because don't know what we can expect from, you know, Clementine. She's been, yeah, so definitely look forward to that.
It's I feel like it's two different characters too. Like you have Max the Impaler, who is way different than like sweet Clementine, but I know it's a matchup that Clementine's been wanting for a while, so I'm really happy that Dan granted this. I'm super excited. We don't get to see too many matchups, I think, where you have two completely different styles and characters going in. I'm super excited for that too. It's gonna be really fun. Go ahead.
Yeah, for sure. Is Alex Windsor wrestling Charlie Morgan, isn't she?
Charlie Morgan is wrestling High On, and then she's wrestling Lizzie Evo on the second night.
Who's Alex Windsor wrestling?
Let's go look right now. This is live to you.
Yeah, I get confused with the cards.
Yeah, because there's multiple days.
Yeah.
So the first night Alex Winter is wrestling Lizzie Evo, and then the second night Charlie's wrestling Lizzie.
Okay. Yeah, be nice to see Lizzie debuting at Eve as well. Like, I feel like it's been a long time coming.
She has like four, like at one point she's had like four or five championships. She's been making like a name for herself in the UK. Yeah. And I'm glad that it gets to be showcased on
Eve.
Nice
to finally see her at Eve. Yeah, yeah, for sure. So I look forward to see how she'll do as well.
Of course, this is really a stacked card. And of course, like in celebration of International Women's Day, who for you are some women, whether in your personal or professional life, that inspire or empower you the most?
Like my personal life, the first person that comes to mind is my partner. She inspires me a lot. So definitely her, like, you know, since I've met her, like I've, you know, grown a lot and I felt more confident, and that's because of her. So that's on a personal level. And on a like professional level, I just get inspired by everyone, you know, in wrestling. I just see, you know, especially recently we've seen so many tough women in wrestling, like having great matches and like getting to show what they can do. And I just get inspired every day by that. So there isn't anyone in particular. Yeah, just get inspired by this great women we get to see.
And that's fair, because you're surrounded by so many amazing women, not only like in Eve, but in the UK scene, like as a whole. And it is Women's History Month too in March. So talking about women's wrestling, what are some of your personal favorite moments or matches within the history of women's wrestling?
I just remember the, like when I first started watching wrestling, and the Trish and Lita saga and all of that, like that always comes to mind, because that's what got me like into wrestling, and that's what like I remember, and quite fond of those memories, and just it's just also seeing like when you see that on shows you have like three women's matches now sometimes on a card, or like, and that's, you know, that's a massive improvement from what it used to be like, and I feel like that's like almost the norm now to have multiple women's matches on a card, and that's just, yeah, that's just amazing to see. And I feel like that's, you know, that's all happened in the past few years. And I was like, you know, I was a part of this evolution that women's wrestling has gone through.
Of course. Women's wrestling has like made so many great strides, even to the, like the Trish and Lita days, like them main eventing Raw, like the 17-year anniversary of that was just a couple months ago. It's crazy to think that. And I have two more questions for you, by the way. You yourself too have been making strides in women's wrestling and wrestling as a whole. And I feel like you're always one who puts up a fight. So is there a certain opponent for you you think has challenged or pushed you the most in a good way inside the ring?
I've had quite a few like good rivalries in my career. The first one that comes to mind is Ginny back in Progress.
Yeah.
That was obviously, that challenged me a lot. And it's like my first rivalry in wrestling. So yeah, that's the first one that comes to mind. I've had loads of tough matches. Even with Alex Windsor recently, we wrestled like twice in the past couple of months, and both matches have been like, really tough, and I already, one of my favorite matches. Jordan Grace, that's still like probably my favorite match I've ever
At
had.
Queendom 2?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really, really, really tough. And but I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Yeah, I feel like you bring so much strength, but also a lot of to like speed as well. It's a great combination. And so like the you being the Eve international champion is so well deserved. And I'm sure you have so much more you want to accomplish. So to close things out, now that professional wrestling has returned and all of that good stuff now, what are some of your personal or professional goals you'd like to accomplish in the next couple of years?
I'd say probably win more titles. Now that I've got taste of it, I've had won all the titles, but this is actually my first title in the UK because I've won one in Germany, one in Russia,
Russia.
but this is my first one in the UK. And it's crazy to think because I've this is where I mainly wrestle and the UK. So yeah, I like to win more titles here, like in UK. And yeah, that's the main goal. And yeah, just see where, just keep having good matches and see where that takes me.
Well, I have no doubt that you are going to be covered in gold in the next year or two. I'm so excited for you. Like we said, coming up, you are competing in a non-title matchup at Pro Wrestling Eve. So before I let you go, can you please tell the listeners where they can find you on all your social medias?
Of course, I'm on Twitter at Laura underscore DiMattel one and Instagram Laura.D.Mattel, and I'm on Facebook as well. If you just type Laura DiMattel, come up.
Yeah, you can find her. And Laura, thank you
I
so much
will.
for joining me today. It's been an absolute pleasure.
Yeah, likewise. Thanks so much for having me.
Of course. And don't forget to check out Pro Wrestling Eve's upcoming shows on March 4th and March 5th in celebration of International Women's Day, where Laura is in action both nights for Women Behaving Badly and Brawl at the Brewery. And Laura, thank you so much again.
Thank you.